Are the God of the Bible and Allah of the Quran the same? As children of God, we believe the Bible is the infallible word of God, and Jesus is God in the flesh, according to John chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 14, also 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. This study examines whether the God of the Bible is the same as Allah of the Quran. While many people assume they are the same, just called by different names, a closer look shows clear and important differences. Number 1. The God of the Bible has a personal name. The Bible gives us several names that describe who God is. Yahweh, Jehovah, God's covenant name, according to Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Elohim means God the Creator, according to Genesis 1 and 1. El Shaddai means God Almighty, according to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide, according to Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. I am, the self-existent one, according to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. These names show us God's character, his covenant with his people, and his relationship with us. Muslims say Allah simply means God in Arabic, but Allah is more of a title than a personal name. The Quran does not reveal a personal name for Allah like the Bible reveals God's name. In contrast, Christians know God's name and character intimately. Number 2. Jesus is alive, Muhammad is not. Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. He is alive forevermore, according to Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 and Luke chapter 24 verses 6 and 7. Muhammad, the founder of Islam, died and remains in the grave. Muslims honor Muhammad, but he cannot save. Worshipping or exalting a dead man is idolatry, which the Bible strictly forbids, as stated in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 5. Christians worship Jesus, the living God, not a prophet who lived and died. Number 3. Contradictions on marriage and divorce. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, that God hates divorce, though Jesus later clarified that in cases of adultery, divorce may be allowed as stated in Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. God's heart is always for reconciliation and holiness in marriage. In contrast, the Quran permits divorce more freely. Even more concerning, in the Quran, Surah 33, verse 37, and Islamic hadiths, Islamic tradition tells us that Muhammad instructed his adopted son Zayd to divorce his wife, Zainab, so Muhammad could marry her. This action was said to be commanded by Allah. If Allah and the God of the Bible were the same, why would Allah approve of something God says he hates? This shows a clear difference in moral character. Number 4. Jesus is God, Muhammad is not. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus is God in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3 and 16, God was manifested in the flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. John chapter 20, verse 28, Thomas calls Jesus my Lord and my God. Romans chapter 9 verse 5, Christ is called God over all. The name Jesus, Yeshua, means the Lord saves, or God is salvation. He is our only Savior, according to Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Muslims view Muhammad as the final prophet, not as God, but no man, prophet or not, can take the place of Jesus. To put Muhammad on a pedestal is to exalt a man over God. Again, this is idolatry. Conclusion: they are not the same. The God of the Bible has a personal name and reveals himself in relationship. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who died, rose again, and lives forever. The Bible condemns idolatry and forbids lifting up any man above God. The Quran contradicts the Bible in both doctrine and morality. From a biblical standpoint, the God of the Bible and Allah of the Quran are not the same. We believe Jesus is the only way to salvation, as stated in John chapter 14, verse 6, and no other name can save us, as stated in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. If you're seeking truth, know that Jesus is not just a prophet, he is God, and he is alive. come to know him through his word, through prayer, and through the power of his Spirit. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, NKJV.